Hey, good morning.
Oi.
Oi. 7:09. Let's see. Today, partly to mostly cloudy, chance for some rain later on in the afternoon. High of 81. Tonight, warmer, but a chance for rain and thunder developing overnight. Low of 69. Then we got rain tomorrow, too. So
yeah.
I hope it doesn't rain all weekend. I'm going up north, but we'll just have to wait and see.
It's going to rain.
It's going to rain.
It's going to rain.
Especially
up north.
It's just right, actually just right over your campsite.
Right.
That's it. Nowhere else.
One tiny little cloud.
One little spot.
You just can't get away from it.
You're a bastard. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, this first story is about lawn care, so Hunter, you don't need to pay attention. A new survey found that American homeowners take their lawn care very seriously. 38% strive to make their yard the best on the block. 48% believe that their neighbors are competitive about lawn care. The survey also found that 41% of homeowners admit to doing improvements in their yard only to one-up their neighbor.
Why? What is that? Stop, guys. I'm talking to you, my neighbor. I hope you're listening.
Which one?
I don't know. I have no idea who it is, but apparently I have a neighbor who doesn't like my backyard.
Well, to be fair, I'm playing devil's advocate here.
No, you're fine.
You do only mow a little area so you can chip golf balls into it. So the rest of it is long and overgrown. And
you know what we should do someday?
What?
I should take a picture of that, and we put it up on the Facebook, and we'll say acceptable or not.
See what you think.
You know, it was my wife's dad was in town for the reception or whatever, because, you know, we had the whole wedding thing.
Yeah.
And you could just tell he's walking around the backyard looking around. Huh. Like, dude, it's a green. I'm mowing a green. There's a reason I do this, you know? Like, because I chip balls. Nobody goes back there.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, you could have more of a rough.
So this is what, to our listeners wondering what I'm talking about. So my backyard, it's not the biggest backyard, but I just mow a path, and then I mow, like, a makeshift green.
Yes.
And I have a flag, like an actual legit golf flag.
Pin.
With a golf hole.
Yeah, right there.
In my backyard, and I chip off my porch right there. And people hate it.
The rest of his yard looks like Jumanji.
Exactly.
And
it's unmowed. Yes. It's not mowed. But you have to have that to have the green.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? Why are you laughing?
It's a very nice.
No, it's not. Apparently it's not.
And you really don't have a front yard to mow, do you?
Not really. Just like a strip along the street.
Yeah.
You know,
little landing strip right there by the street.
Yeah, nice.
So Hunter does not care about mowing, but apparently a lot of people do. And your neighbor
loves to talk behind my back. Whoever he is, or she, I don't know.
The lawn becomes such a vocal point. Well, don't worry about it, buddy.
Yeah.
I support you.
I like my lawn.
I support you.
I think it looks good.
Now, there is a Pizza Hut in Taiwan that just released a new pizza with fried fish sticks on top. I think this sounds good, man.
Really?
Fried fish sticks. It also has got pineapple on it. And
it's just trying to piss people off.
I know, really. Let's just throw whatever.
Right.
Let's just throw some dryer lint on there.
Either you love pineapple on your pizza or you hate it. Vocal about it.
I do. I love pineapple.
It's good.
A Hawaiian pizza is amazing. And I think this fish sticks with, you know, you could do it like a tartar sauce and fish sticks pizza.
Nope.
Ooh, with cheese.
Nope. Yeah. Fish and pizza are two different things.
Oh, skip.
You're a psycho who loves sushi, too, aren't you?
I would do sushi on a pizza.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, my God.
I would. Why don't you go mow your lawn? How about that? Lastly, one of the creeps who hacked Jennifer Lawrence's private photos has been sentenced to 8 months in federal prison. 26-year-old George Garofano stole her naked photos and leaked them during the 2014 celebrity hacking scandal. What is called the Fappening.
Oh,
do you remember that?
The Fappening.
The Fappening. Garofano confessed in court to posing as a member of the Apple's online security team to access celebrities' usernames and passwords. He hacked into a total of 240 iCloud accounts in addition to 8 months in jail. He also received 3 years of supervised release. I thought he would get more than that.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of those photos?
No, absolutely not, bro.
You haven't? Me either.
Absolutely not.
Anyone's listening, I have not seen any of those photos.
Any of them.
I would never do that.
Well, how do you feel about that?
Oh, it's an invasion of privacy, absolutely.
Yeah.
The fact that, and also that's why, honestly, I'm always sketch. I still send all of my nude photos on Polaroid in the mail.
Yeah?
Yep.
How do you get them printed?
In Polaroid. That's why you do Polaroid.
Oh.
Yeah, that way instant. You don't need to, yeah, I learned my lesson the hard way after taking my photos to get developed. Nope. If you want to do naked photos, the safest way, Polaroid camera in the mail.
Oh, yeah.
Good old-fashioned snail mail.
See, this is how I feel about this, though. Why are you uploading your nude photos to the cloud?
Well, if you're sending them. A lot of people, it automatically goes up there. If you take a picture, it uploads to the cloud.
Oh, really?
And I think that's what happened. Yeah. That's technology, bro.
No, that's why you don't get an iPhone. That's why you don't have an iPhone.
Yeah.
You know?
I can do the cloud on my phone, though. I think it's
yeah,
tough.
But you have storage. You have an SD card.
That's true.
You have
good
a
point.
TF card in there, so you can save them on that.
Yeah.
You don't need the cloud where people can hack into and
VHS tapes, yep. Polaroid pictures.
Yep.
Let's go back to the way porn and nudity was the way it was supposed to be.
Yeah, classic.
I actually have I have my family photo albums, and then I have my nude photo albums.
So still images still do it for you.
And well, actually, you make a flip book out of them.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a nice.
It's a flip book.
They move
and they move. Look at it. This is me thrusting.
What if they have one of those?
Well, we're gonna try. We're gonna look for sure.
You know what else I would like?
What?
A porno pop up book. You know?
There's only one thing that's going to pop up. Ah, Jesus.
The Morning Dump.